I was going to fade that down earlier, but it just kept becoming more beautiful. Michael Mullarkey, welcome to Excursions on WISO.
Thank you very much.
I read that your influences include a little Nick Cave, a little National, and from Cincinnati, of course. And then I was hearing a little bit of Chris Isaak in there in that hauntedness.
Well, I'll take that. You get a sensual tone.
No doubt. Well, it's lovely. You have a 5-song EP out. And although I think it's fair to say you're maybe more known for acting at this point. You have some really, truly impressive resume. But this, you're bringing a little bit of your music kind of back to your hometown. You'll be playing at the Canal Public House, formerly Canal Street Tavern, here in the heart of Dayton, Ohio. And I'll bet, having grown up in Yellow Springs or spent a lot of your good time here, you've been there before.
Oh, well, actually, back when it was Canal Street Tavern, I played my second show ever there in my first band, which is a hardcore band called Ponomia, a bunch of guys from Yellow Springs High School and I. And so, yeah, it'll be lovely to go back maybe 10 years later and grace the stage again.
Wow. So really two different sides of Michael Mullarkey.
Yeah, well, you know, music's always been a part of my life ever since I was a kid. You know, music actually was, in a sense, an earlier passion than acting. And, you know, around 2004, I got in this play at Sinclair Community College called The King Stag, directed by John Fleming, a YS native as well.
Love
well,
him.
Not a native, but, you know.
Yeah.
He runs the theater scene there, basically.
He does. He
and,
just retired from
He's a great friend of mine. Yeah, and I got in that play, and that's when I really got the bug for acting and then auditioned for drama schools and took off.
Indeed, and it took you from... Well, you were born, your bio is absolutely astonishing. There's just a flavor of the whole globe in you. You've where you were born, where you've lived, and what you've done. You spent a nice run, a notable run in London on the West End.
Yeah, I've been living in London, but I'm in Atlanta now, but I've actually been living in London for nearly a decade now. So I trained at LAMDA, London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art, and been there ever since, working at the National Theatre in the West End, on and off different kinds of stages. And it was predominantly theatre work up until recently when I've decided to focus more on trying to get more screen stuff.
Well, it certainly has worked, and Michael Mullarkey, who we're speaking with, you appeared just... basically, I guess, last year as what would have been just a short arc character on CW's Vampire Diaries, but something sparked, and you were actually written in basically as a main character. What was that? Did you get along with your colleagues, or was it that the listeners were like, we want more Mullarkey?
It was my country boy charm, I reckon. Well, I think it was a culmination of several factors, and... obviously, I like to think that I really brought it to the table, and that was something that was taken notice of. Also, there was a huge fan response to my character. You know, he kind of has this slight bad boy quality to him, but also has a heart, as they do. People love that. And
has a heart? I mean, do vampires have hearts?
Well, yeah, he also had his heart ripped out recently. another story. But no, he's kind of a loyal character as well. He's got his own moral code, and people kind of tend to really tap into that aspect of his personality and go, no, but he cares too.
A vampire with a heart. Was it hard to make the decision to do that? Because now, listen, I don't mean to come off as, you know, particularly persnickety or sassy here, but I really don't watch television. I watch a lot of movies. I'm not coming off like I don't watch stuff. You know, I'll do things on Netflix, but it's rare that I like sit down and become involved and watch television on a regular basis. And part of me thinks that vampire stuff's cheesy.
Well, it's also sexy. You know, I mean, vampires have stood the test of time since back in, you know, was it Vlad the Impaler back in the day? You know,
right.
People have always obsessed about this kind of mythology and
these
creatures that come in at night and suck on the neck of innocent women. And it's a very sexualized kind of mythology.
Yeah.
And I think that's partially why people still obsess over it, is because there's that sex appeal. And what we tap into with the Vampire Diaries is the kind of the teenage aspect of that, which also was tapped into with Twilight. And it's been a big wave in the past five, six, seven
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
And we've been riding that pretty strong.
Well, it's by all accounts just really, really going well, the show and your part on it. And congratulations on being written in. We're speaking with Michael Mullarkey, who has an EP out. We heard a portion of the title track, Feed the Flames. I have another one queued up here, Lost and Sound. Let's hear a little of that. I'll remind our listeners that they can see you perform live a week from Saturday. That'll be November 29th, just after Thanksgiving. A great thing to do. Gather, you know, after you're well-fed, get some great music on a Saturday night. That's at Canal Public House. Tell me about, first of all, I love the title, Lost and Sound.
Thank you. The EP is kind of a concept EP, really, about the peaks and troughs of a relationship. And as much as that may sound cliche, it kind of is in a sense, because we all go through that. And what I have done with this EP is try to put a magnifying glass into some of those little peaks and troughs. And Lost in Sound is the point in the EP. It's track number 4. It's basically talking about how people change and how change can be a terrifying thing, but it's basically a plea to try to change together, basically, and to remain optimistic about the change.
Here's Michael Mullarkey on WISO.